I must confess my biggest weakness, and I'm hoping that someone will understand me. My name's Mary. 2 years ago, I was often away on business trips. The opportunity to constantly meet new people and flirt with men completely debauched me to the point of wearing lacy pantyhose under business suits, even to business meetings. It really brought out my legs. You cannot imagine how many times the absence of underwear saved me. The way all men looked at me, and even their presence reminded me of the feeling of a penis between my legs, or even better, my buttocks. I couldn't resist the feeling, even if such an opportunity presented itself in an overcrowded elevator or at the registration line at the airport. By the way, my bottom is quite sensitive, especially the skin between my buttocks, and of course the hole. The thought of anal sex has excited me for a very long time, and during one of those business trips, I tried it for the very first time. Actually, to be more specific, he anally fucked me without my permission. Maybe because that crazy sex vacation was the best one of my life. I had a luxe hotel room, and the only disadvantage was hearing everything that was happening in the neighboring room. Both rooms share the same hallway, and there was a girl that lived next to me. She was a secretary of a Swedish company. The first thing I noticed was her beautiful breasts. When she bent over to swipe her room card, her blouse revealed the incredible cleavage she had. At that moment, I understood men who turned heads and stared at her as she walked by. For a couple of days, I felt that staring at her was the only choice I had. At night, I'd go back to my room, often with traces of cum on my pantyhose, which I loved, but didn't hear any noise coming from her room. To tell the truth, I listened in on purpose, only fantasizing about how she was fucked by 2 men at once. But apparently, the work-overloaded girl behaved like a virgin. I must confess that I was dead wrong about her. One day, around the afternoon, I went back to my hotel room to change for my meeting at a restaurant. I just took a shower and stood in front of the mirror, dressed in a short bathrobe, which barely covered my vagina and clearly showed my butt. And then I heard a slam on the door of the neighboring room, and 2 voices, a man's and a woman's. Unfortunately, I couldn't understand anything. They weren't speaking a word of English, but some noises sound the same in every language, and they are impossible to confuse. Finally, the time has come. I couldn't keep myself from spying, and a half a minute later, I was already standing by their door. It was a little open, and there was a lace-black thong lying on the floor, a couple of feet away from me. My neighbor was on her knees in front of him. I could see clearly how erect his cock was. She jerked it off with her breasts, and it periodically slipped into her open mouth while she tried to put it down her deep throat. I saw how shiny it was from her spit when the man pulled it out of her mouth and wedged it back in between her boobs. I already felt the wetness of my pussy. I put myself in a more comfortable position to rub it, spreading my legs a little wider apart. And then they noticed me. The man abruptly opened the door and I found myself face to face with him. I remembered that I saw him a couple of times before, downstairs by the bar, and I even thought he was the only one who didn't look my way. And here he was again. I was standing in front of him with naked breasts in a short bathrobe, and his look remained the same, cold and polite. I think he even asked me a question in a neutral tone, as if he didn't catch me spying on them. I didn't expect this reaction. I thought there would be something else in his look. I slowly took off my bathrobe and turned around, pretending to leave. I knew how tempting I looked with my long hair. It hid all of my back, and my waist looked even thinner with my round, prominent buttocks. When I turned around, the man used a hand movement in inviting me to come. I couldn't resist. I went on my knees next to my charming neighbor, and we started taking turns sucking his cock. Usually I don't mind spending a lot of time on this, but to tell you the truth, I wanted to fuck even harder. I happily obeyed when they put me doggy style on the floor. My neighbor's beautiful breasts appeared right in front of me. I immediately took her big, dark nipple into my mouth. I felt the head of the penis sliding between the lips of my vagina and my anal hole, spreading the hot fluid. Such delicacy simply drove me crazy. I started moving my wet bottom against his solid penis. I was dying to feel the head of the cock move my vaginal lips apart and go inside of me. And then suddenly, the man tightly squeezed my buttocks and abruptly, to the point of pain, spread them apart. His cock pierced my exposed and defenseless anal hole. This has never happened to me before. I was under the impression that the cock was tearing me apart. He penetrated even deeper, and I felt his cock clasp between my anal walls. I let go of the nipples and tried to get away, but the man held me firmly. And then I felt that with every movement of my hips, the head of his penis plunged into my anal walls and suddenly began to cause pleasure. My neighbor put herself in the position where she was able to lick my clitoris while I fiercely moved my hips towards the cock. The deeper it went, the more I wanted to feel all of it inside of me, up to the very balls. I don't know how it all came out of me, but at that moment, I would have agreed to everything. I tried to bend my back so that my bottom was even more in the air and so the penis could penetrate even deeper. I could feel the scrotum hitting the lips of my vagina. I came so fast and so hard like I never have before and only recovered after a couple of minutes. Then I felt the cock slip out of my ass and a load of sperm was shot on my back. I still don't know their names, but I think that sex is the best way to make friends.